Need to Succeed, the podcast. This will help you get everything that you want. This will power lift your life, give you unshakable confidence to achieve your biggest goals and wildest dreams. It's going to help you to create a life that you love and build relationships that you adore. Why am I so confident that I can give you that? This is my job. I'm a mindset and confidence coach. This is what I do for a living. I've never given these life hacks away on a podcast for free before, but that's about to change right now. So put your seatbelts on and buckle up and get ready to enjoy the ride of your lifetime. People call me the mother of motivation, the confidence queen, the person that you go to for positivity. This podcast will motivate and empower you to run it your life. And the fastest way you can do that is to use these techniques, the same ones that I've used in my own life and the ones that I use and encourage for my clients. The only question that is left to ask you is, are you ready? Let's do this. Hello and welcome to Everything You Need to Succeed, the podcast. We are back again. I have my wingman, Chris Gross.
I can't believe we're still going. People are still listening. Lots of people are enjoying this podcast. So thank you very much for tuning in every week.
Yes, thank you everyone for tuning in. And yeah, I think it's great because this is episode 10 and we're talking about how to keep going when you don't feel like it.
I mean, I do feel like it, though. That's good. But it might be that not everybody is feeling that at the moment. And we're recording this near Christmas. We've got the Christmas tree in the background. We've got
jingle
a Christmas hat
bells,
on. Obviously, it's probably not Christmas when you're listening to this. But let's kind of put yourself in a December mindset.
How do you keep going when you don't feel like it? That's what we're going to cover today.
Kill the AA. I had a problem. I got a courtesy car yesterday and it was diesel and I put unleaded in it. I was driving around in this car. And I rang them up and I said, is my car ready? Have you done the MOT? And they said, oh, it's not done yet. It's failed. I said, oh, I'll just keep the courtesy car. And they said, which one is it? I said, it's a little Fiesta. They said, oh, the diesel one. I said, no, it's unleaded. They said, that's diesel. I'm like, it can't be. I'm driving around and filled it up with unleaded. They said, no, stop. Stop immediately. So I was driving this courtesy car. Unbeknownst to me, it was a diesel. They should have told me when I picked it up.
So why did you assume it was unleaded?
Cars are normally, aren't they? That's the standard. So I said, well, you think it would say inside the fuel cap when you open it, diesel, normally they do. And I said, definitely didn't. So then I went to the petrol station, filled it up with unleaded to kind of balance it out, and then swooshed it around. But then when I looked closely at the fuel cap, it did actually say diesel on it, yeah.
You know when that happens, normally, didn't they, you have to flush the whole thing. It's a real big deal.
Yeah, but people, you don't know. This is what I've discovered. If you just, because I only put a tenner in of diesel, then I filled the whole tank up with unleaded, and then I did a few emergency stops to kind of swoosh it around, and it's been running fine for a day.
There you go.
There you go.
Unexpected. Wow.
I know.
So it's fine.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle with Chris. That's amazing. You know, I had no idea. I just thought that when you put the wrong in, that's it. The car has to be completely flushed out. It costs like £250. Everyone's moaning at you and wondering why you did such a stupid thing.
No, and I did Google it and it said that there will be long-term damage to the vehicle, but it will drive fine for a few weeks, which is fine for me.
So did the people know?
The garage know, yeah. And I think they're regretting not telling me it was diesel.
Well, at least you could carry on. See, that's what I mean. The universe is just conspiring for you to keep going. Nothing's going to stop you. Just keep going.
Exactly. So, happy ending to that story. And I think that is the metaphor that you were looking for.
Yeah, it is. And the point of this episode, how to keep going when you don't feel like it, is there's a lot of reasons why many people stop, why many fear. Fear is one thing, like the acronym is false evidence appearing real. But I look at it as face everything and run. But either way, if you're afraid of what might happen and you're afraid of not reaching your goals or you're afraid that something might go wrong or you're afraid of what the people might say when you filled up the wrong, you know, you put petrol in the diesel, fear can really hold people back and stop people from moving forward because of the fear of what might happen. But it's about really running at fear. So this episode, I want to talk about how can you keep going and push through the fear rather than just like stop and get stuck and get lost.
You don't want that to happen. And I think actually having a good plan stops that happening, but you've got to make sure that you've got the preparation that you need.
As well, it's about accepting that in life, whenever you're trying to get somewhere or do something that's exciting, that's a goal, there's going to be times when you are going to experience setbacks. There's going to be times when you maybe drive down a pothole. There's going to be times when you put the wrong diesel or petrol in your car. And, you know, there's going to be times when things go terribly wrong. But it's about how do you keep going, even though things are going wrong. And that's something that I think is really important for each of us to accept, that people who are successful or who are where they want to be, or people who you think have achieved everything, you have to understand the misconception is that they just got there with ease. You know, it's just simple. There was actual struggle. And I think that's the most important thing, that we have to experience the struggle, but to keep going.
I think also staying focused is really important, because I'm going to be honest with you, I wasn't listening to any of that. I've been trying to think of another acronym for fear since you mentioned that. And what I've come up with is fox eggs are revolting. But foxes don't lay eggs.
What a random thing to say.
Well, I couldn't think of an F. Like, eggs aren't revolting. Four eggs are ravishing.
But
why would you eat four eggs? Nothing at all.
Okay.
It's really difficult.
Let's keep with my, then. So it was Les Brown that came up with fear, false evidence appearing real. And then I heard somebody else say, face everything and rise, or face everything and run. I like those, because they're like, it's like part of it. It's about moving forward. And I can tell you a story, actually, for us. When I first decided I was going to set up my business, and I was faced with some really difficult situations. I mean, there was a time back in 2011, I just had Quincy, and I had this opportunity to go and meet this new potential client. So I'd started by calling 100 different companies to try and get one appointment. I finally got one appointment, and then I realised me and Terence had only put aside enough money for 10 trips in the car for him to get to work and back, and that was it. So if I was going to go and visit this client who was in Coventry, we didn't have the finances to cover those trips. So it was like, what are we going to do? So I dropped him off at work here in Northampton, and then carried on to Coventry, and then came back, and then waited in the car for 6 hours, and didn't put the radiator on, or didn't turn the engine on, because I was worried that it would take away the fuel. And for 6 hours, I sat in the cold and just sat there, and I just thought, this is really hard. Like, my son was at home. He was only like two months old, and I was sitting in the car and I said, do you know what, this is part of it. And I remember thinking, like, this is really hard, trying to reach this goal. I just knew if we keep going, we would eventually become successful, we'd eventually build the business, and this was part of it. And we parked the car away from his work, because we didn't want any of his work colleagues to see that I was in the car, because then they'd be like, well, why don't you just drive home? And then we'd have to say, well, we can't really afford the petrol to drive home. But then when he got back after work that day, he got in the car, and he looked at me and he was like, and I was like, this is part of it. We'll look back one day and we'll laugh at this. But at the time, it was just so hard, and it was freezing cold, November. And we drove back, and what we did was, a part of our vision, we wanted a sports car and we wanted it to be a convertible. We didn't have that at the time. So on the way back, we put all the windows down and we played my song, I'm Coming Out, by Diana Ross. And we were driving along, pretending we were in a sports car, and we were laughing the whole way home. And to cut a long story short, how many years later? 10 years later, we got that sports car that we wanted. But my point is that
Was it worth it, though? Because it's freezing cold, though.
It was worth it. It was because we had to experience I think a lot of people aren't willing to experience, you know, I remember there was other times, but we got to the point where we're so struggling, where there used to be Morrison's Garage. You used to be able to, if you have 1p or £1 on your bank card, you could fill up your petrol. You could fill up with just that. And I remember we used to rely on that to be able to fill up our cars when we were waiting for money to clear. That's how bad it got sometimes. You know, like,
what, and then you drive off without paying?
No, because it doesn't take it for like 48 hours. So as long as it's just a pound in your card, as long as there's a pound, this isn't happening anymore. I've seen a sign that says, we no longer. I think everyone was doing it. This was going back about 2016.
So you basically get 48 hours interest-free credit, basically, and a tank full of fuel,
yeah,
with which to go and earn some money.
Yeah, but if I knew I was getting paid, like, in 2 days, I knew I could fill it up, and that would, I'm like literally living, you know,
yeah, hand to mouth. That's the thing. Unbelievable. And so many times we've all been there where we get to the supermarket and the bank card's declined at the till, and you've just got this whole conveyor belt of shopping, and it's like, oh no, what am I going to do?
It's
awkward.
It's awkward, the whole thing. But the thing is that I don't think people talk about the times when it's hard. You know, if I think about the times that have been really hard in my life, those times I would never give up. Those times really helped me to build the confidence, the discipline, and they helped me to keep going. And I think if we can get more and more people to understand that if you really want to achieve something that you've never achieved before, you're going to be uncomfortable. There's going to be times when you're embarrassed. There's going to be times when you're, you know, on the floor and you have to pick yourself back up. There's going to be times when you think, why am I doing this? But it's part of it. If it's smooth, then you're probably on the wrong road.
So basically, the point is, it is going to be difficult. You've just got to put up with it. But are there ways that you can make it more bearable?
I think that's a great question, Chris, because if you spend a lot of time trying to make it bearable, now your focus is on trying to make it bearable, but your focus has to be on the goal. You have to be looking at the destination, and you have to be willing to do the things that are hard and necessary. You have to delay instant gratification. You know, you have to be willing to say, do you know what? The football's on, but I'm not watching it because I need to study. I need to get my level up in this area so I can kill this meeting. Because if I do my research on this company and I understand what their biggest challenges are and I understand who my competitors are and I do the research, when I turn up at that meeting, if I do it well, I'll leave with a check and they'll be my client. And that's going to be a 12-month contract for me. So am I going to sit and watch Friends on the TV, or am I going to turn off Netflix, go and get my head down and do that? Or am I going to scroll through TikTok just watching it? Or am I going to say, no, let me focus on what's going to help me grow? And it does take that. And a lot of people don't want to delay gratification. They want it all now. They want the nice car, the nice houses, the happy family. They want the fit body, but they're not willing to go through the layers.
But I think also when you do those things like scrolling through TikTok and just spending a whole evening on your phone doing nothing, you don't feel good. You just feel like, oh, I just wasted a whole evening when I could have been doing something that helps my life get better.
Yeah, and that I think as well, because I've been somebody who's talked a lot about, I didn't have TikTok for a long time because I watched like the weird kind of finger movement and the like trance look on people's faces. I thought, this is a really strange thing. So I use social media a lot, but I'm a content creator, so I don't consume it, I create it. But at the same time, for me to be able to have a sense of what's happening in the world, I have to go and have a look to see what's going on, what's popular, what people are liking. And I found myself, as somebody who understands, you know, the power of social media and the scrolling effect, when I go on TikTok, what happens is I think your serotonin level drops. Mm-hmm. And I think what happens is that you, from a chemical point of view, I think something happens that creates the feeling of not enough, the feeling of not, like your energy gets sapped.
Yeah, it's very hard to get out of that because you just mindlessly scrolling through. It's like that video of the girl that must have spent a year learning how to play a tune with paper cups, and she's like banging the paper cups around and makes a little tune, and you just think, you've just spent so much time doing that. What have you got out of that? Well, millions of hits. She's made a fortune out of that. But that's not a good way to spend your life.
No, and I think time is like the one currency that we really need to value. Our time is so important.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm all about goal setting, you know. So from the beginning of these episodes, step one was clarity, decide what you want. And all the other episodes have been talking about how to stay focused, like you said, on what it is that you want. And I think if you recognize that you are the driving force in your life, you are, so you have to be able to stop yourself. You know, you need self-control, because the whole world is bombarding left, right. You know, we're getting notifications, emails, messages, people ringing, people showing up at your door. Like, there's so many nice, shiny things out there that you can easily get dragged into. But when you're focused on a goal, and it means so much to you, you have to be able to say, no, this is not a good use of my time. So what I always say to myself is this moving me closer to my goal or further away from my goal? Is this a good use of my time? Is this the best use of my time? I'm always asking myself, is this the best use of my time? And because I keep asking myself that, it means that I'm much more regimented, and it might look like I'm a bit controlling. In fact, Terry did say I was a bit controlling the other day. He says, you're so controlling. Because if I walk into his office and he's scrolling on his phone, I'm like, why are you doing that? And he's like, I'm just looking at some kickbox. I'm like, is this a good use of your time?
Can't believe he hasn't proposed to you yet.
What do you mean?
Didn't you say that you haven't got married yet?
Yeah, but we're engaged.
but you just haven't got around to actually tying the knot.
No.
What do you think it is that's putting him off?
My controlling nature. Well, actually, he wants us to get married, but I'm just like, I don't have time to organise a wedding. I already have his surname. You know, I changed my name, so I'm
that's
like,
fine. To be fair, I thought you were already married until
that's
today.
What, we act like a married couple, don't we? We just don't have the, like, £30,000-£40,000 wedding debt. Every time we've looked at getting married, I've looked at the cost of it, and I said, let's reinvest that in the business. So 3 years ago, he did a Terraform course, which is like a technical course, which costs like nearly £3,000. And I've done loads of personal development stuff. So we just keep ploughing our money into personal development because that is going to give us a better return. And I know some people might think, well, that's a bit weird, you know, but it comes back to goals. Our goal, we have very big goals that we set. 10 years ago, we wrote our goals down. 2014, we did a 10-year goal plan. And that is the driving force. Now, once we've reached that, we can have a fabulous wedding and it can be fun. But why would I want to invest in something that doesn't give us a good return? It doesn't give us a good return. We're stuck together. We've been together 18 years now. So, you know, some people be like, oh, that sounds...
I think that's... Yeah, I think a lot of people disagree. And they think that actually a wedding, you know, it's one day that you have for the rest of your life as like nice memories. But you're right. It's like, do it when you can afford to do it. But don't spend a fortune on weddings either. People, I do wedding discos and I just see so many weddings that it's like a wedding show. Like literally, they've gone around the wedding show and bought everything. There's the wall of donuts, the popcorn machine, the selfie mirror, the photo booth, the love swing.
That's nice, the love swing.
Well, yeah, you get a carved seat with your name on the little wooden swing.
And you get to keep it and take it home.
Just the seat. I think they take the rest of the swing away with them.
Oh.
But you know, you can spend a fortune on weddings, but actually what's important is the people that are there and having a good disco. Well, that's the one most important thing.
I do agree, because yesterday we were watching a masterclass and there's a wedding lady called the Wedding Planner, how to plan your wedding, and she asks you lots of questions. Do you want a venue inside or outside? What's the most important thing? And we both said the most important thing is that our guests are happy. We want our guests to have a great experience. We want it to be really entertaining. So when he first proposed to me, which was in 2010, I said to him, yeah, I don't want to get married until we can have Stevie Wonder at the wedding. I want Stevie Wonder singing. So then I contacted Stevie Wonder's people to ask, how much is it to have Stevie Wonder to come and sing at my wedding? They said, well, if it's on a day when he's not even in the UK, then you're going to have to pay for his flight and all of his entourage. They said it'd probably work out. This was, I found out in 2014, so I'm sure it's gone up, but it was 1.2 million. So if I want Stevie Wonder to sing at my wedding, it's a 1.2 million. And I said to Terry, when we can afford that, then we'll get married.
Thing is, once Stevie Wonder falls on hard times, his price will come down. So
I don't think they ever will.
Maybe not.
Never. And yet, so I said to Terry, at our wedding, we're going to have Stevie Wonder. And he goes, well, what if we just get a tribute guy?
But what you could do is say it's the Stevie Wonder experience, blindfold all the guests and say, here he is. You can't see him though, just put the record on.
Yeah, we want you to experience, yeah, the Stevie Wonder experience.
And then someone come around and shake all their hands, and then Stevie's had to go now. He didn't want anyone to look at him.
Oh, that would be a very good way to trick the guests. But yeah, ultimately, I've got
until they see the wedding video, they'll be like, hang on a minute.
Who was that? But we could, I thought, because I'd love Stevie Wonder to actually be at my wedding. I think that would be amazing for all my guests. And I was like, right, the only way it's going to work is, one, we become super wealthy and we can afford that, 1.2 million. Mm. Each year it's going up. Or I become very, very, very well known and he becomes my friend. Two options.
Or you get Stephen Wonders.
And he's a guy, he's a tribute
probably
on his website for about £400.
I think you'd be significantly cheaper. So going back to the point of the podcast, yes. What I was going to say before, I was thinking, actually, when you're trying to get through something that's difficult and you've got to get in the right mindset to carry on and get through it, it's very similar to a lot of things that people do that are not pleasurable in the immediate moment, but they do it for long-term gain, like going to the gym, like dieting, like a lot of stuff that everybody does. Working out, fitness, you know, lifting weights and stuff. Nobody actually enjoys doing that, but you do it because you know that the long-term gains are going to be worthwhile. And it's the same with your career and your life and everything, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You're right. And I think the reason why a lot of people aren't willing to put in the time is because there's a deep belief that they're actually not going to get what they want. So there's that worry. People always say to me, well, what if I put all this effort in? What if I do the work and then I don't get it? And I always say, you're missing. That's the wrong question. You know, it's backwards thinking. We've got to reverse engineer it. What am I willing to do to get where I want to be? And if I don't get there, what will I achieve along the way? Because sometimes the things that you're doing, I've had people say, oh, I don't want to spend money on that course because what if in the end I don't want to do it? But what you will get from it is something. You know, every time I've ever succeeded in an area of my life, it's a bit like Steve Jobs says, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect the dots when you look back. So the idea is that you have to know that they will connect at some point, because Steve Jobs talks about when he created the interface on the Apple Mac, that he never knew that we were going to have fonts, because up until then it was all digitized. There wasn't fonts. But then he dropped into this calligraphy class, which he just dropped into, no purpose whatsoever. But while he was there, he learned all these different lovely hand styles of writing. And then when he was doing the computer, he had the thought, wouldn't it be nice if there was a font? And so he didn't know then that would be part of the fonts, because until then there wasn't fonts. And I love that, because I think to myself, everything that I'm doing is moving me closer to my goal in some way, but I might not know exactly, you know, what conversations or what courses or what books are going to attribute to my success. But I just have to trust that everything that I'm doing will at some point connect. And I think that's faith. And that's what it is. It's the faith knowing that it will work out. It's got to work out. And I think worrying about the how can stop you, because you're like, well, how am I going to manage to do that?
Yeah, so you don't need to know how everything connects together. You just, if you know that there's a skill that you're going to need, then develop that skill. And you can use a lot of skills in a lot of different ways. Like a lot of jobs that I've done, I've pulled on some of the skills that I've learned in previous jobs that I haven't thought I'd ever need to use again. But you'd be amazed how useful certain things are.
Yeah, because you can, that's the thing, it's being able to transition your skills across. Like if you think about someone like me, trained as a dancer, left school at 16, shuffled off to dance school, went and trained in the world of performing arts and entertainment, and now, left the world of entertainment, I set up a business in corporate finance, working with accountants and building a network of chartered accountants. It's like, well, how did you get from that to that? And I do attribute every bit of my successes from training as a dancer, because as a dancer, you have to learn how to be focused, how to be driven, how to experience rejection, how to stretch your body, how to be uncomfortable when you're stretching. You have to learn how to be flexible, there's so many elements that I learned training as a dancer that I use every single day.
See, I learned to do the splits in the swimming pool on a couple of rafts that were slowly moving apart.
You can do the splits.
What do you think? No, I can't.
You know what? If you told me you could do the splits, I would believe you, because you are able to do some random... He's just kicked his leg up. You've not seen it.
Literally, you missed that on the camera, but I literally touched the top of my head with my foot there.
Very flexible. But the thing is, anything is possible. So if you made a decision today, let's say you wanted to learn how to do the right leg and left leg splits by this time next year, if you made that decision, you would be able to do it, because you would engage in consistent action, you'd be uncomfortable, and you'd keep doing it. Right?
Yeah, I can't really see how that's going to help with my career. I would love to learn to juggle, and I've been trying to learn to juggle.
Why don't you learn to juggle?
I just think it would be a useful thing to be able to do. I don't know why, but it would just be handy. And I can't. I can juggle with one ball at a time, but once I try more than one, I think you should drop everything.
Juggling lessons then.
I don't think I need juggling lessons. I've got the balls. I just need to practice.
But you do need, and that comes back down to this, everything you need to succeed. I believe, episode 5, we talk about find somebody who can do what you want to do or who's where you want to be, and ask them, because they might have a little hack, a little technique. Because sometimes from the outside in, we're looking in trying to work out, how do they do that? How did they do that? But if you get some insider knowledge and ask them, one of the biggest things that I say so many times, people say, oh, I really want this. And they're like, but I can't. I say, go and find somebody who is doing the very thing you want to do, ask them what they did, and then do the same thing. So get a juggling coach.
Yeah. It's probably best, because at the moment I'm just dropping balls on the floor. I'm not learning anything. I'm just throwing them in the air. I'm like, no, I'm still not juggling.
You're not showing you how to do it. You're going, I can see how it works. But imagine if you got someone just to show you exactly how to do it, and what the technique is, then you could practice with the right technique.
Yeah. And then I'll be juggling knives. Who knows what the next step...
Next year you'll be juggling.
Next week, right. Yeah, by Boxing Day.
You'll be juggling.
Yes.
So this is episode 10, because everything you need to succeed is based on showing up, being consistent, being competent, you know, being able to keep going. Now, a lot of the time people say to me, how do I keep going when I don't feel like it? I'm like, it's not about feeling like it. That's the problem. It's not, oh, I don't feel like it. Well, tough if you don't feel like it. You still have to keep going. And I think that's the thing. People keep thinking, like you said. Not many people wake up and go, oh, going to the gym today. Can't wait to get out of breath and get sweaty and have my heart beat out of my chest to the point where I feel like I could pass out. Like, I can't wait. Not many people, there are a few, but not many people live like that. But you'll see people going to the gym and getting out and going for a run in the freezing cold when it's pitch black outside, because they have got a goal, they've got a destination, and they're going to show up whether they feel like it or not. And I think that's the important thing when it comes to success. You've got to be willing to put in the work in advance, like Nando's. If you want a Nando's, you can't turn up at Nando's and just expect them to bring your food over. No, you have to pay up front first. You have to queue up, you have to pay for your meal, and then they'll bring the chicken. You can't just sit there waiting for the chicken without actually paying. And I think that's another thing, you have to pay up front. Now, that might not be with money, might be with sweat, it might be with tears. You just got to pay up front for the things that you want.
Unless you've got a cup.
Tell me more about the cup.
So if you go into Nando's with a cup and you can bypass the queue, just fill up the soft drinks, sit there drinking for free.
There you go.
It's a grey area.
Chris, so these are some of the things that Chris gets up to.
No, I don't. I've never, but I've always thought, what's stopping you just sauntering in with
you
your own cup?
Audacity, and you'd have
you
to
would.
Be really, really smug.
But audacity, look, here I am. Captain Audacity with his cup.
People
it's just around the corner.
That, you know.
Give it. Let me know how it works out for you. I'm not condoning antisocial behaviour as a thought experiment. And then if it works, go and pay for it afterwards.
If you're just tuning in now, you've got to listen to episode one. Episode one is all about clarity, deciding what you want. And then you have to work your way through. And when you get to episode 10, step 10, this is where we're giving you the best stuff. The stuff where we're saying you're going to trip up. You're going to fall down potholes, you're going to have hurdles in the way, you're going to have people tell you you can't do it, but you've got to keep going. And the thing is that when you finally get where you want to be, everyone else who told you you couldn't do it will then tell themselves, well, there must be something really special about you. You must be an anomaly. And then they'll carry on telling people that they can't do it. So the point is just assume that anybody who's telling you that you can't do it, they are only saying it because they don't believe you can.
That's and also, they don't believe they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the ones that you need to show them that it's possible and then say to them, look, you told me I couldn't do it, but it's your limiting belief that has clouded your judgment. What could you do if you kind of let go of those limitations?
Stay persistent. Right, really stay persistent. Now that you've got a plan, you've just got to go and achieve it. And every day do something big or small that will move you towards your goal. You know, we can all sit on the sofa and eat Doritos. You know, we can all watch pointless television and feel sorry for ourselves. We can all scroll through TikTok and Instagram and start watching all those reels. We can all do it. But the people who are really going to make the big changes in their lives are people who are deliberate and make a decision. And there's something called the law of cause and effect. Now, how does the law of cause and effect work? In our life, we abide by man-made laws. Some of them we might not agree with, but we do choose to follow the law because we know that if we don't, we will face serious consequences. There are also universal laws that we too must follow to achieve success in life. We are all familiar with the law of gravity, so we know how gravity works, don't we?
Do you know, I've never seen it not work. But my juggling has taught me that gravity is a massive, massive force. People underestimate it, but honestly, gravity is huge.
Yeah, it's a law that we all abide by. If you jump off a building, you will land flat on the floor.
Always.
Whoever.
Always.
And the same thing is, there are laws that we have mental laws as well. The law of cause and effect states that your thoughts are the causes and the results in your life are the effects. So it's really important to think about what it is that you want. And you, if you want to change any condition in your life, you first must change the causes, which are your thoughts, because your thoughts govern everything. So while we're going through this journey and we're focusing on what it is that we want, we have to make sure that we keep checking in with our thoughts. What do we believe is possible for us? And then we have to start where we are today, and we need to keep going, but also we have to be patient. Now, that's something, because of Virgo, I struggle with patience. I'm very impatient, but what I've had to learn through my level of development is it's not all going to happen at once. You can't have it all at once. You can have it all, but not at once. And it's about being patient and staying consistent and knowing what it is that you're going for. And I promise you, like, this is why I love doing this, is I have seen so many people start with nothing and end up with the very thing that they want. I've seen so many people experience ups and downs and roller coasters, but have stayed positive, stayed focused, and just kept going. You just have to keep going. And I think once you recognize it's going to be hard, it's going to be tough, you're going to cry, you're going to lose friends, you're going to lose people that you care about, you're going to be embarrassed, you're going to lose your shirt, you're going to experience so many uncomfortable moments, but it's all part of it. It's part of it. And if you're not experiencing this feeling of being uncomfortable or feeling pressure, then I don't think that you're on the path to success. To get where you want to be, you've got to experience pain. Sounds positive, doesn't it?
Well, it's like you're saying, there's no shortcuts. There's a route, you've got to take it, and there's humps and pain along the way, but you're always moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I agree. And one last thing I'd say is during your journey, in the moments, like the moment for me when I had no petrol, I was freezing in the car, or I was 6 hours in the car waiting, I didn't want anyone to know, I was embarrassed. Those moments, you have to kind of take a snapshot in the moment and say, this is going to be part of my story at some point. At some point, I'm going to be able to tell this story without feeling embarrassed, and it's going to be part of what makes me who I am. And I think that's how I managed to take control and keep my spirits high, is that when something's happening, in the moment that it happens, the bad thing, say to yourself, there's going to be a lesson. I'm going to grow from this. I'm going to learn something from this. It's part of it. And I think when you accept that, you're able to be much freer to move on.
Amazing. So what are we going to be learning in the next episode?
Right, the next episode is episode 11, and it's called You Can't Get Pumped Without Energy. I'm going to show you how I get my energy.
Everyone needs to eat really great yogurt.
What yogurt are you thinking?
Energy. E-N-E-R-G-Y. That's my latest. I'm going to think of a better one for the next episode.
Oh, everyone needs to eat really great yogurt. Oh, it took me a while. I was thinking, but a yogurt would
be... I'm just being really random. But yogurt is nice.
I don't like yogurt. Oh, hate the feeling of it, hate the taste of it, hate the smell.
What are you doing with the yogurt that you hate the feeling of it? You should eat it.
Yeah, but I don't like it in my mouth. I don't like the feeling of the texture of the yogurt. I just...
Have you tried to take it nasally?
Up my nose. No, I haven't.
Just do that. Let me know how that works out for you.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll try it on the next episode. Thank you.
Thank you. See you next time.